We left off last Sunday, Daf Chof on the base, at the bottom, the third line from the end of the Omid. Hayi said that Dalta Libate, she was Mother Anuya Fedora. Surely come to Rabbi Yechon. Omalo, il have you that the Amri Migirt Haloch, that your neighbors will start talking the Prato il Hotebo Amos Nilin da Zivem Nirdilo Edarti. In other words, the woman wouldn't be Mother Anoi of the daughter unless she knows that the daughter is not behaving properly. So if you had known that at the time when you took the neder, would you have taken the neder? She said, if I had known that, that with precautions people start gossiping against my daughter, after all I'm a mother, I certainly would have taken it. Be shy. So is Matzah. So that was the Pesach. Brati de Rabbi Yanai, the grandson of Rabbi Yanai Sobe, also the Kamei de Rabbi Yanai Sobe. He took a certain neder. Omale, ilav yedat. The Paschim Pinkesach Umisham Shim Yudach. After all, Neder is only an Indian for extra tzaddikim who want to be perish from Roman Mitorim. Deishim Tiyu Pushim Tiyu. It's not a mitzvah kiyubis, it's a mitzvah kiyubis. If a person feels that he needs certain idolim, and to refrain from certain things that are mutar, let's say, to refrain from drinking wine, even though the Torah did not ask for drinking wine. So then it's a mitzvah. But if the person is not a sholem mitzvah and is misalzel mitzvah, all of a sudden he takes an edah to refrain from vorma mitzvah. So that's inconsistent with his behavior pattern. Some melee, it involves a need of yure. What does yure mean? Gaive. What does gaive mean? Gaive means if a person tries to appear that he is more than what he actually is. Let's say he's a moderate Shema Mitzvahs, and he wants to appear as a tzaddik, so it's gaive. It's gaive. So mele, if a person acts as if he had been more than what he is, so then they are Vedic after him, and they are Midadic after him. So if you had known that, would you have taken another? So it's Matim. So that was the Pesach. The Parachim is the Paschim in Kosoch that Vashemayim will be open up your book of deeds and search for record and Shamshin and Buvdoch and that Shemiteich Shuneidah Nireh Shu Marzik Atzmi Kechosid Shaliyach Koshel Benidre Umitirkach Min HaShomayim Peisrim Pinkes Ruyesov Umisham Shum Maizim. Now there is a Nisa guy. So what kind of word the mocker for that is? So only the choice are involved in a bear. If somebody is a kaisen, if somebody is stingy, if somebody is an kotzachin, very extravagant, he spends money on trivialities, on small things, so that's not aveira. So that aveira the Rambam discusses in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, that there is a mitzvah v'alachta b'droch. So what does that mitzvah imply? Ma'urach or ma'paterach, that a Jew is mechuyev to be compassionate, to have pity for all people who suffer, Jews, non-Jews, even for animals. Tzar b'lachaim is the reis. Ma'hu chan, to be gracious. Ben Shom is gracious. He gives matnas chinuch. He gives people panose and even wealth, even though they don't deserve it. So you should also be gracious and not to be midagdik. Does he deserve that or he doesn't deserve it? So what if he doesn't deserve it? You have to be a gracious person to give matnas chinuch. Mahu gemul chasod, mafati gemul chasod. So that's a general aveir. Shleimus Hamides is a mitzvah deraisa that is implicit in v'alachta b'droch. But there is one midaroye that not only is it nichla in the general mitzvah v'alachta b'droch, but there's a special isala, and that's gaivi. And there's a big nafkimini in regard to all other midasroyes. So the proper way is that there are bainis. To be extravagant is no good, but to be stingy is no good, but to be extravagant is also no good. Not equally no good. There's a difference between a stingy person and an extravagant person. A stingy person, the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh says, is a Roshi. An extravagant person is a Chayte. What's the difference between a Roshi and a Chayte? They are both a Chayte. But Chayte can be b'shegig. And even if his kavone is Hashem Shammai, he thinks that he's even Hashem more that way. But he's misguided. He's not matcher as a emes, so he's only called chayte. But he's stingy. No person can be stingy l'shem shamayim. If he rationalizes so much l'shem shamayim, so then either he's something the matter with him, with his way of thinking, or because he's about diving. In other words, he can rationalize, he wants to leave for each one of his children millions of dollars, so because of that he cannot help poor people in his lifetime. So he's a big bogaive and he's a cruel person. So, in regard to all other Mieswoes, the Haishoro is a Derabenis. The Rambam said that if somebody does not go with Derabenis, even if he follows up the kotzachin, let's say extravagance, every oni that comes over to him, he gives him $50. It's crazy. But he's not a rosh. He means well. But if he's stingy, he gives a quarter to every oni. So then he's a rosh. Not a rosh in the sense that he's postulated, but he's a rosh. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rosh. Masha'in kein ligabi gaive. So there is more in Seite. Tafches, there is a machlekes amoy. Bishamto lehei mishayesh bei u mishayin bei. In other words, one of them says that every that's in regard to Tam Tzohar, not in regard to a plain Jew, that the Talmud Chochem should have a shmini shebishminis of a of Gaiva, not Chas V'Sholom, Gaiva of self-esteem, because if he's completely insensitive, people call him names that don't talk him, and he doesn't react, so then he's Mechalas Hashem, and he invites all the good people to humiliate him, the Chachomim and all other Jews, and all human beings, more and more. And one Mandoma says, Bishamte Disleyu, Bishamte Lesley. His Mechuyev Nidu, Bishamte, no, when this babe, Afilo Mixas, and the Rambam Pastor's Mandoma, that is considered a Chayte, even if he goes with the Rabbeins. So what's the difference? The answer is, all other midas, there is no Maisavir, there is no Tisalav. Mashein Kein. By Gaive, there is a special Tisalav. Hazorol Mizgoy Minayin, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Misachasiti Daf Ches, Shenema, V'rom Livovecho, V'shochacht V'Hashem Lekech, Or Rishom Melecho, Pentishkach, Es Advorim Asherol Unech, Ufen Yosil Melevech, Kol Yimichayach. That means that if somebody is Ibal Gaive, he is in effect forgetful of the Maimel Asina. And Rav Nieni Shari Tshuva points out that there are two kinds of gaive. There is a gaive towards people. He's arrogant, true towards people. He treats the other people with contempt and disdain. Naturally, one who is arrogant towards people will not show arrogance towards President Clinton. The only people today, I didn't think years ago there were such people, but today the chutzpah is yazgei, so the media people can speak with so much arrogance to President Clinton. Didn't you do this avera? Didn't you do that avera? The chutzpah. So, but it's also, there's another kind, Rabbi Yini says, of arrogance towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody is not a real Shema Mitzvah, he is nirsul. When it's talk for Yitzchak in serious affairs, but all of a sudden he'll start putting Ganram in Tom's film. So is he Balgaive Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he think? He can deceive the Kariyochel. The Kariyochel knows all his maisim, the schusim and the avenis. So Rav Nieni says that there are two love. One is gaive before HaKadosh Baruch. There's the posik v'rom levovecha v'shoshach tos Hashem lekech. If somebody pretends to be above other people who are much better than him, so then he shows gaive towards HaKadosh Baruch. And then there is another love that the Torah mentions in Dvorim, in the Seder of Safety, Gab Melach. Do I have a Chumash, Chamish, Chumash, Teo? Okay. No, that's, oh yeah, Chamish, Chumash, Teo. Levilti rum levovi meachov, uvilti sumen amitz for yominus mail. In man yarech yomim amalachte, who bona vikaz Yisrael. Levilti rum levovi meachov. that's gaive towards people. That's not v'romlu v'vechem shachatu Hashem lekecho. That pasuk v'romlu v'vechem shachatu Hashem lekecho is gaive before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here is against people, even though that love is mentioned in connection with Melech. So Amdina says a very simple thing, it's Kalvachim of logic. If in Melech, who is the highest person in the Jewish people, is not allowed to show a gaive towards other people, plain people, Haskamo v'chamo, a plain Jew is not allowed to show gaive towards people. So Mele, when these Amoraim mentioned that when you take an eder and you pretend Marzik Hatzmecho Kechosid, you are either an avere of Yure, so it's the Yure that is implicit in Rivom Livovecho Vishochachto Hashem Lekecho, not the Yure that is mentioned in Parsha Shaftim, Livilti Rum Livovimiach. Omar Avabe, Mike, how do you know that if somebody takes Nidor, thereby making a show that he's a chosid, he is not contented with observing the Isurim and the mitzvahs of the Torah, but he wants to retain the mitzvah of Deishim Tiyu, Prushim Tiyu, with Vorma Matorim. Now the Gemara in Chum says that Bizman Abayis, when there was a possibility to be Toya, when he had Eif Aporo, so there are certain Prushim who took upon themselves in Edra to eat Chum Vitar. So that is a kima mitzvah the rice of Prushim Tiyu. But suppose somebody who is mizalzel be mitzvahs takes upon himself to be echel chum v'tare, so that's gaive. It's hypocrisy and gaive. In other words, every hypocrite who pretends to be more than what he is ever a nisar of gaive. Of Rivom Lubavecho, Vishachach to Hashem Lechach. My Koy, Kaleima, the Ochel, Kidoma Rabian. Vaha, the Posit Mishle, La Veika. In other words, after you take an Neder, also there is a Bikur, there is an inspection of the Neder's mice. The Afalkav the Posach Rabbanai, even though Rabbanai held that we are pacing in the fact that when a person takes Nidorin, so we mashmishim b'pinkosei b'maisov, pacing b'pinkosei unshamsh maisov, but we don't do it. Anan lai paschin lebo, v'li paschinum b'hadach inais. And we passed that we can't use the Pesach, something else that Rabbi Yochanan said that can be used as a Pesach. What's the other thing? The Omar Rabbi Vachone Omar Rabbi Yochanan. My Pesach Le, my Pesach Le Ram Gamliel Ahusobe, Yesh Beite Kimit Koris Chara. Loshen Chachomim Marb Kol HaBeite Rou Lideikri Becher El Loshen Chachomim Marb Viloi Paschinum Badoach Enais. And we are not Pesach in another Pesach. The Tanya Reb Nosne Imeir HaNeidia Chilubon Bomo Bomo, because since Yerushalayim was chosen as the Mikayim, as the place where can be Makriv Korbanos, so then it's also to be Makriv outside the Azor Korbanos. It's a Nisar of Makriv Kochim Bechutz, of a Nisar Kores. B'mtaimei. So if a person takes in Eda and Vorma Mitorim, so he's considered as much as Vachaite as somebody who built the bomber, who did not as yet makrif korbonis b'chutz. So he's only had the kavonet in makrif. V'makaimei. And if he's mikaim the neder without being shale at a chochem, so then he's considered a big achaiti. Kiilu makrif lov kom. B'rei she paskina. So Rav Noson says two things. Hanidia kilubonabom. The second thing, the safe is Hamikaime without asking a Torah kiluhikrifom. So in the Reisha, we certainly apeseach. Be safe. Abayoma pasrino. Hovoma loy pasrino. Let's see the Rav. The Achan Dorne Deiker Arashna Dorodom, me Vakrim Bimaso, the Lepasrin Badina Chanais, the Omer Rabbe Vachine, in Pesrim Bidis Achares, Shoma Rabbe Vachone, Lepin Shem Teich Shomale, Shachotel Kokach, Shorol Dakre Bichareb, Yishlochish, She Emer Shemischareit, even though here we are talking, Rabbi Bachoni used about Pesach, not Charot, but it might be, it's very likely that when he mentions to him that he's such a big chayte, all that I mean that he's kilu bono bomo. So then he really doesn't feel that at the time of the neder he wouldn't have taken neder had it been mentioned to him by somebody at the time. But he's saying that he would not have, because he's so scared and remorseful of the possible repercussions. So Meili says it, and he deceives himself, even though deeply in his heart he knows that even if it had mentioned at the time of Neder, he was still, at the time of Neder, he was so under the impact of this inconsistency, overesteem of himself, that would have taken another, and only because of the remorse and the fright, he's saying he did not take another. And in order to Pesach, for Pesach, to convert another into another toys, so it has to be sincere, not if it is just, if it is not people be shoving. So Bereishe is Pasrino, the Ram says, Bereishe the Price, the Ram knows, Danei der Chilubono Bomo Pasrino, Shalifish in Avil de lo Kolkar, Mene Mishare de Libe, Luis Paish, Mileima, Hoemes, Biseife, Shalis the Price, and Kaime Kilico Kob, Ovo Maloi Pasrino, Dikumichas, Shem Shemo Mitechimer Adiro Afalpish in Mishai Mitech Shemizbaish Yishakel Lina Shu Mishai. Now, here, superficially it appears to involve a contradiction. He talks about Pesach, and then the Ram discusses whether he's really Mishai or he's not Mishai. So Rishenim raised that question, because the Gemara always uses Pesach and Mischaret interchangeably, not always, sometimes. So Rishenim say there are two kinds of Charot. One kind of charity is when the person comes before Beis Din and he says, I have charity. And Beis Din asks him, if you had known at the time of the Nevuah that in the future you would be remorseful, would you have taken an eder at the very outset? Suppose he says, yes, I would have taken. Then it's not Pesach. Then Beis Din can be matzah on the basis of charot. That Rishonim call charote mikano hab. But if he says, had I known that I would feel so remorseful and so depressed over the fact that I acted in such a terrible way, in such a despicable way, I wouldn't have taken, then the charote is used as a Pesach. And that Rishonim call charot lemafreya, not charot lehabe. So this is what the Ram means. And he says, Rav Amaloi Paskinon, Dikel Meicha Shema Metirchim Rabere, Haf Al Fishin Mischarit, Metirchim Mishbaish, Hishak Alema, Shehu Mischarit, and it's not the charote liova. So the Gemara says, Rav Kane Masn Lo Shmaitse Badin Lish, Rav Tav Yume Masn Loch B'Seif Eloi Paschin, B'Reish Abayom Paschinon, Rav Eloi Paschin, V'Hilches Eloi Paschinon, Loi B'Reish Eveloi B'Seif, because it's very likely that is not pivili bishov vil paskinon behon hame bishmuel. Yo mashmuel afo pishe mitayni nikorosh omar abavuye maikho vichisar dalim deli bechochei vialif chedlo chedlo ksivo chichisar dalim deli Siva Samun Rishoyim Shem Shem Rishoyim Chodl Reyes Om Rav Yisab Nandiyom Kinidek Shem Makum Kin Rishoyim Neder Neder Kom Rishvur So a Neder that is not Mindiv Mindiv Libe Mindiv Vas Libe is typical, is characteristic of a Rosh Om Rav Mud Nachmeini Om Rav Yichanen Kol HaKeis כל מיני גנים של כמי. אגב, קורס, אם we say of the Averis of certain destroyers, רבי יש mentions about כך, שנם אבו זה תאז מפקו ועברו ומצורך, ואין רום, אלו גנים, שנאמר כל פי עלי של מנהיו, וגם ראש עולים רוב, ראי, אלו שתחת מי של דבר, שנאמר בינוס הנשם לוח שם לב רגז וקיר נעים ודר נפש וזהו דובר שמחלס נעים מדריס הנפש ואין אלה תכניס Now I mentioned before that the Rambam in פרק א' מלכס דייס where he says that the דרך הנחינו is a דרך בייניס so he says that there's an exception, Gaiv is an exception. And I explained why is Gaiv an exception. Because all other Midrashoyers do not involve any Maisisa. There is no love against stinginess, against extravagance. There is only a general mitzvah of Shleimus Hamidus, Velachta Bitoch. So, what is Shleimus Hamidus? What is the proper way? B'der Benis. Mashinkin Gaiv, there is love. Two love, my contra mean. V'rom Livovecho. Livilti Yigbal Livovi Meacho. But the Rambam mentions another exception, Kas. But let's see the Roshan Rambam. There is a difference between Kas as to why it's an exception and Gaiv is an exception. in regard to Gaive, he said, the Rambam says explicitly that it's osir to follow up the Derabin. He has to go to the other extreme of Shiflus Hadas. Perik Aleph Nuchas Deis Haloch Aleph. Deis Harbe Yeish V'chol Echad V'echad Bnei Odo. Izu Mishun Mizu Chaydu Bnei Yeis. Yeish Odom Shubal Chaymo Keis Tomi. Yeish Odom Shetait Mishere Solo Bnei Keis Klal. Bin Yichas, Yichas Kas, Kas Mue, Yichama Shon. Yeish Odim Shubal Eiveyeseh. V'yeshu shvalu abyeiseh, v'yeshu bal taivu lisiz banafsim ala b'taivu. It doesn't mean he eats chas v'sholem, he eats nevele trefe yaynes. He eats a lot, bosov v'dogim and yayin and so on. He's zil v'seve in a heterodic way. V'yeshu bal iftoyamei, v'lisavaf v'vormotim, Shaguf Sokle, he's not lavish in a suit. And so that's the Kotzach. V'yeshu misabek atzmi berov, v'kevei salyodei v'neichel puto mishalei v'sagol. Sometimes you walk in the street, you see people, especially women, they pick out food from the garbage bin. They're not ashamed and they eat it. It doesn't mean they are homeless and starveless. There are certain cases, I read about it, women who have millions, and they do that. That's a sickness. שהוא מעביד קוממיני ביוד לידיית ולדרוך מאילו שור כל ולדרוך מאילו שור כל הדייס כמאילו ואיני וחילי וישור ועשורי ורחמון ורחלבו ועמסלי וחייץ דן דרמם סזנה לחגים שתי קצוב וסורכי כזו מזו שבכל דיו ודיו ואין און דרך טבע ואירו ללעודום ולחס בן, ולוי לולם דומס, ואם מוצא טיבי נהייתי לחס מן, ומוך לחס מן, או ישרק לומת אחס מן, ונועגו בו, יעזר עצמי, למוטה ויילך, בדרך הטיבים, בדרך הישור, הלוך הדל, הדרך הישור, עם מידה בייניס, שבכל דיו ודיו, מכל הדי שיש לו לו, והדיו שרחי כמן משתי הקשובץ, ריחוק שווה בינו כחיבר לו לזו ולזו לפי חוך ציבו חכון מרישיינים שאודום סום די סוף תומי ומשייר איסום חוון איסום בדרך הם סויס כדי שישולם בגופי כיסד לא יהי בל חימון יחלי חייס ולא יקימה שנים אגי של הבני לא יחייס אלא דבר גודל שרו לחיסלון כדי שלייכי לסיב נפשי. So in regard to Kass, he mentions here that he should react with anger on something that is a very extreme provocation, not to be completely insensitive, that if people spit on him, he should never react. That's too much. Shor kidei shleis gaskeres parachas v'chein lo yisavel l'dvorim shaguf sochem v'yefshar liyiz b'losom k'inyin shnemar tzadik eich l'seis nafsh v'chein l'yom v'aske alasim dobo shesoch l'chai sho k'inyin shnemar tev matla tzadik l'otso v'einil sameach kol yomov בנחז בסיב הפנים יופס וכן שור די איסו ודרך זו היא דרך החומים Kolodom shedeis of days beinies mechois nikochoch umish emidag de chalatz b'yisa b'yischach it medir beinies miat litzalzel litzalzel nikochos. So first he mentions the beinies that is the midas hoch richok shav in the center. Then he mentions higher matter, not in the center. But he deviates left wrist and right wrist center, I don't know, it all depends. So a little bit, then it's a derech sidus. So the Nisi Kilmon, the Rambam ask a question, the Rambam says himself, Monefshech, if the derech bein is, the Rambam says, the derech hachochmo, the chokshoven, how will you say there is a higher madrig? There is no contradiction. It all depends in what level is. If a person is already at the center, so then his chiyuv is to deviate to the right or to the left towards chassidus. If he already is not a zil v'seif, he drinks wine only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or at the wedding, at the bris, you know, at the bar mitzvah, at the simcha. But it's a regular meal, he doesn't drink wine. So in the middle of zil v'seive, or moderation, so he's already follows up moderation. So then his mitzvah is to deviate to the right, to the left, and be a host. But if somebody has a disposition towards drinking, not a violent alcoholic, but he has an itiyah, there are certain people who have an itiyah towards drinking. So then, if he... as a cure, he shouldn't be satisfied with moderation because he cannot be trusted. If he decides to be moderate and drink, let's say, 4 cups of wine, let's say on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, so then there is danger that after Shabbos will also drink. So then, as a cure, as a therapeutic measure, he has for a certain time to follow up the other extreme until he has already settled these dispositions. And then he can return back to moderation. Then he says,
Why does the Rambam say Shos Adin?
He says there got to be certain people who already have attained moderation. So it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. The answer is it's called Lifnim Shos Adin for the regular person. Some mele it's called Lifnim Shos Adin, but not Lifnim Shos Adin that is not mechuyev. If he's already in the madrege of becoming a chosid, so then he's mechuyev midrais mahu chosid afati chosid, not just mahu tzadik afati tzadik. That's ligabe a regular Jew, so mahu tzadik afati tzadik. But ligabe a person who has already attained
tzidkes, so then he's mechuyev to follow up the midah of chsides. Furthermore, the Sifri says, Mahu Kodesh, Afatei Kodesh. After all, Kedusha is the highest form in the price of Pinchas Bar Yoya. Zirus may be Slizus, Slizus may be Nikius, Nikius may be Precious, Precious may be Litare, Tare may be the Anove, Anove may be the Raschet, Raschet may be Lidei Kedusha. And Kedusha Mevil or Hakeish. So 9 months, so Kedusha is the highest rank. How can we say in respect to a person who is not even Sholem in Zeus? He should be Kodesh. He should be Manabais, dedicate taking Neda to eat Chum Bitare. Then it will be an Israel of Gaive. But the answer is, as long as a person is not showing his heels, so his chiyuv consists to be Zoyach, not his heels. That doesn't mean that if he's not showing his heels, he doesn't have to put on tefillin chas v'sholom, and he does not have to sit in the sukkah. Yes, too, but he shouldn't be machmir in mitzvahs. Let's say it abisukkah. So only pas and yain and dovah shekimul of sude like cake. So require suki, but peres and mashkim don't require suki. Suppose he's not sholing in zeros, all of a sudden he decides not to drink a cup of tea or an apple, a fruit or a potato, a cucumber, chusli suki. So then it's sure. But if he's already so a sholem in zeros, then it's a mitzvah for him to aspire and train himself in zrizus. But he cannot try to train himself in ikius before he sholem in zeros and so on. But if he had already ascended all the rungs in the ladder of perfection up to yiraschet, so then there is a mitzvah on him to train himself even the madriga of Rishi. So now the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, he says about the therapy for media stories. חילי הגוף תהיה ממאמר מוסיק ומוסיק מה ויש נחילי מי שמסה בביטוי ומאחולי שמרויים להחילי שתהיה נאופו והפחום וסייני המאחולס הטבעים כי נפס והבוסו הכי לפירי וחילי כאב מיודום שנפסישיהם חילי ומסבים ויאבים עדיס הרויס וסיינים הדרך הטבע ומסלצתם הולכת בו ויקפד עליהם מיד לפי חולות וכן ישיו עיני הבנוש מעלולו הוי או אמרים רע טבע וטבע רע שומם חישך לעיר ועיר לחישך שומם מר למוסיק ומוסיק למר ועליהם נמר או איזנים או חישישה הולכת בדער כחישך, ומה הייתה כונס חילי הנפושס, ילכו ישל חכמים שירי והנפושס, וירפו כל יום בידי שמרם למייסו, עד שיעזירו מדרך הטבע, והמכירים בידי ישרוי שלהם, ואינון הלכים ישל חכמים לרפי ישעליהם ומשלימי, חוכמו מוסר הבילים בוסו, וחיסת רפוסו, מישהו בלחימו אימו ללענג עצמי שמוקו ויקולו ליאגשלו. Before in Perek Aleph mentioned that if a person is so insensitive, he doesn't react towards any provocation, so it's a midoroi. Here he says no, he should train himself for it. The answer is there he talks about regular people who are not sick yet in an immediate. Now he talks about a person who is already addicted to kas, who has a temper at every slight provocation. So then he says, as a therapeutic measure, he has to train himself for a short time in total insensitivity. Then he'll go back to the derby. Oh, then he says, it's not dafk yilbis l'choyes, that varies from place to place, time to time. In the days of the Rambam, that was a medium, you know, to instill humility, but today it's not a medium to instill humility. If somebody who wants to do tshuva and gaive will put on rags, so it's mishugas, endure, because the situation is different. But the idea is that if he's addicted to gaive, so then he should go to the kosach. Yesh deis she also lay l'odom l'ning beinit. In regard to kas, he doesn't say that osa. He says that derech hanecheino is to deviate l'kosach as a preventive measure. But in regard to gaive, he says osa because it involves the love derais v'rom l'vavecho v'shochach v'shem lekech. ויש די שעשו לא דום ונגמר בייניס על המסחחי והקוצה אחות על הקוצה אחר וגיב הלב שדרך הטיבו שיהיה עוד אמונות ובלבד אלא שיש ברוח ותהיה רוחם מוחלמי ופיכנה מישרה בין אמונות מי ולנם ארון ובלבד ופיכו ציבך חומים מעיד מעיד אמש ברוח ועיד אמרו שכל המגביר ליבי כיפה בעיקר, שנאמר ורומו, ואיכו שחסנו לקחו, ועיד אמרו בשם תמן דיזביד הסרוח, ואך תילו מקצוסו, וכן הכעס מדרוי עד למי, וירואו לאודם שישחח מהכוסח. Oh, it doesn't say osa. To be named Arbenis, because in regard to kas, it's only a therapeutic measure. Because in regard to other midas, only if a person is really addicted in a certain mida, alcoholism or what, or whatever it is, so then he has to resort to a therapeutic measure. In regard to kas, and expose the possibility of becoming a very temperamental person. Alright, so now nozzle in your name. Here the more. Here the more. Since it was talking about Nedah. So the Gemara mentioned about kas. Alright, now the Gemara, now we are reaching another sugi that has really nothing to do with midas rois, has to do with ritzich. But it shows how terrible the mid of kas is. Sometimes it's conducive to ritzich mamish in a barbaric way. So the Gemara mentions
and we have to understand this Gemara. Ule b'meis kalahar di Yisrael, when Ule had to go from Bobel to Eretz Yisrael, so he had to go via Ivarayad. So while he was in Ivarayadin, Ule b'meis kalahar di Yisrael is slavle trim nechazoy. So two residents from Kuzoye ask war when the same way. But they come hard. So something terrible happened. And one of the two people decided all of a sudden, Shachtel Chaver, he took out a knife. And the mamesh was sheichet, ritzich, but terrible ritzich. Amalei Lule, the one, the ritzich said to Lule, Yoi Savde, did I act properly? Amalei, yes, Shaki. Uprali bishashrit. Not only did he say you acted properly, he even urged him to widen the Bishashrit. Kiosali Kameid Rabbechen, Oma Dilme Chas Visholem, Arziki Devaver. Maybe I encourage the Ritzeach to commit Ritzeche. He already committed Ritzeche, but to increase the Ritzeche, to be Maya Misos, Omali Nafshachoitzal. You saved your life that way. If you didn't say Ein, and even if you said Ein, but if you didn't couple it with another statement, Pralevi Sashkriti would have killed him. So the question is, but if he urged him, and it's not like urging somebody, why don't you kill him? And he knows that he just, you know, stupid talk. So then he's not again. But here, he knew very well that to follow it. So is the Gerim of Ritziche, so it's Yorval Yavet. The Gram of Ritziche is also Ritzich. He's Potter Mrs. Besden, but he's Chayim Mrs. Bishamayim. From the Rambam it appears that the Gladam has a heta to kill him. So how did Ule do? And he only was worried. Chas v'sholem was mazid avere. It's not a question of mazid avere of lifnei iver. It's a question of lifsiyos. Now let's see the Ran and let's see. Yeah. Amo nafshesot. Chotam Rabbechen. So Rabbechen was amazed. Merdeksi v'nosan l'shem l'chshom l'ivragus v'borolksi. So only the Chutz Loret are Jews likely to be Kaisonim. But in Eretz Yisrael, so the Avir of Eretz Yisrael soothes the heart of the Jew so much that he's not likely to be a Kaisonim. I wish it had been true today. So, Omalei, Hahushaite, Le'avrinon Yardan. So it was still Nivayad. But the question is, if Ayadin was nearby by Meshe Rabbein, and that's the dean of Eretz Yisrael, it's Potter Mitzvos Ma'aseres, and of Shviz, the Rambam says, because Loik of Shuli Bobel and Dush Rishaino is Kichel Ishaito, the Loik Kichel Osidlovi. And there was no Dush near. But it's Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, there is one aloche that is mentioned mentioned in the Tisefta in Kelim, Esak Dushesei. The Mishnah in Kelim says Esak Dushesei. So the Kiddush HaKadoshim is the highest Dush. And then you have the Heichel, then you have the Azore, then you have the Rabbais, and you have the Chil, and then you have Yerushalayim. Then you have Eretz Yisrael, and then you have Ivayat. So the Sefti in Kelim says that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Nan, is Mikudeshes Yeser Mevayad. What's the Yeser? Because there is a loche of Misifin Alaho Aluyir Valazos. In other words, it can be Mesif Al the King Godl, Novi, or Mitumin, Kihola Marash, Ashan Maraloch, Tase. We can't Tase. So it can be Meisiv and the Azor. How far can Meisiv Azor? Only up to the Harmony. But we cannot be Meisiv and the Azor beyond the Harmony. We can be Meisiv and Yerushalayim. So we can be Meisiv and Yerushalayim. In the Harmony we also can be Meisiv. Up to the end of the Chimes, up to the Chimes Yerushalayim, not beyond it. Yerushalayim, we can also be Meisiv. Beyond the Chimes Yerushalayim, up to air, up to the United States, up to France, Spain, Italy, no. But up to the Yard. And the, but beyond the Yard, we cannot be Meisiv for Yerushalayim. Even Al the Melech, King Godlus, and Lang Taylor, why? Because Eretz Yarden, if a Yarden is called in Yeshua Eretz Meor, why is it called Eretz Meor? It's not Meor, it's Dusha. In the Beis Rishon, it's a Dusha Saras Yisrael. The answer is, it's not real in Kim Shchine. And Yerushalayim is considered Mikim Shchine. Lifnei Adishem Lekecho, by Maisa Sheini. So eat in Yerushalayim, so it's Lifnei Adishem Lekecho. So it's Mokim Shchine. But if a Yarden is Nikras Eretz Meor, because it's not real in Kim Shchine. So Mimele, that's why in Ivra Yarden, this mile of inspiring the Jews towards non-kas and calmness and peace of mind does not exist. Okay, we'll discuss that later. Now, let's see the run. No, it doesn't say anything on the myself, but the Rosh says something that appears very strange. Upralib is a shrite ule said to the Ritzeach. Machmas Meire. Why did he say such a thing? Machmas Meire. Because he felt if he doesn't say Pralib is a shrite, so then he'll kill him. Vigam kidei sheimai alamus, and also for the advantage of the victim. So he said two reasons. Ule had two motives. One motive is because to save his life. So it's a kasha, but and the other motive is to help out the unfortunate victim. Because if he didn't widen the cut of the Beis HaShrite, so then he would suffer and have unbearable pain for a longer time. Beinishel, how can we say that? So obviously, we have to say that the widening of the Beis HaShrite did not expedite death. Let's say, if without the prayers Beis HaShrite, he would have died at the end of 10 minutes, so the widening of Beis HaShrite will also die at the end of the original cut, at the end of 10 minutes after the Ritzeach made the original cut. But the difference is, let's say, suppose the original cut was made at 9 o'clock in the morning.
So whether he widened the Beis HaShrit or not, he would have died at 10 after 9. But if he hadn't widened, he would die at 10 after 9 with such unbearable pain for 10 minutes. And if he widened the Beis HaShrit, so he still was destined to die at 9:10, but with a minimum of pain. So why is that an explanation? After all, he would have died the same way, but when he was buried with Ashrite, so the cure of Misose took place because of the prayers with Ashrite. Prayers with Ashrite. Now, so why is it different than Gemara in Borokame when somebody throws down a tinik from the Reish HaGag and then before the tinik falls on the karke, and that would have meant a sure death, so he steps in with his side. So he's a Ritzeach. Both are considered trotzri. The one who threw him down from the Reish HaGag and the one who stepped the Tinei Kudisai. The end of the second Perik Mubakame. So here too, there are two Maisaritzichas. So how was the Eivea and the Isaritzich of Ikram of Ritzicha? The answer is, Ule knew very well that this Ritzeach would have widened the Beis HaShrite. Anyway, even if Ule hadn't said it, and he saw that he was ready to do it. He saw how he was sheichet, and then he was ready to widen. He started with his fingers to widen the ends of the Beis HaShrite, and then he said to him, yes, Abdi. So Mele, Ule saying had nothing to do. It's like people, let's say, when the electrocutioner turns on the electric switch and people are standing and they applauding. So they are terrible people. But can you say they are Rotzri Mamish? No. The electrocutioner is going to do it anyway. And they are only there on the love of Chinef Ritzeach. There is a special posik in Masay. As a Azora Lechanev, Rabbi Neini Shari Tshuva mentions that as the love of Chinefe. In general, not Dafke Chinefe to Rotzim, but Chinefe to all kinds of Rishon. Even to Yechlin Eveles, let's say a person eats the vela and then another person comes to over and says, how the appetite? Even though he's not Eveles because he's eating it anyway, whether he wishes him a hardy appetite or not, but he's even love Chinef. ולשכניף לסורץ אשר אתם בו כי אדם הוא יכניף לסורץ ולאורץ לא יחופ על אדם אשר שופר בו כי אם בדם שפר ולשיתם יש אורץ אשר אתם ישים בו אשר אני שייכם בשיחו כי אני עד השם שייכם בסבני ישראל. So Ramlini says that the Iker is there. We have two of them here. V'letzachnifu esoretz and lisitam esoretz. So who is either the love of lisachnifu and lisitam esoretz? Bezden. Bezden doesn't mean dafke bezden. Today we don't, unfortunately, we don't have a Bez. But Bez means Klal Yisrael. Every Jew, where it is within his power to stop it. In other words, in the state of Israel today, there is a lot of shechazdomim going on by Arab terrorists against Jews, against the settlers. So then, any Jew who does not protest, if, let's say, he can't protest by himself, then everybody will consider him shugana. But if there is a rally and he refuses to participate in the rally and to criticize the rabbin government, so then he's able to love. And that's the ikar of the ikar love of Lishachnifu. Ramyene and Ramban is Pirushan Chume says has reference to Shechazdom, not to other chaimfim, not Yisroel. But Ramyene, Ramban doesn't say it, but Ramyene says that it's Nichal in Lishachnifu. A general Yisrael against being Chinef L'Rosh. Chinef L'Rosh means, no Yisrael, to wish a hearty appetite. To a hearty appetite. And to somebody's Echneveres. Or, if somebody Michal Shabbos makes a party on Shabbos, and he knows that that person, that host, will smoke and do all kinds of malachas at a party, and he attends that party, so he's able to laugh of the rice of Lishachnif, according to Ramin. The Ramban in his Perush and Chumash says that the love of Lishachnif, he's able in Chuslaret. But the love of Lishitamu Esoret, he's able only in Eretz Yisrael. But if a person is chenev in chutz loretz vis-a-vis rotzchim, so then he'll behave the love of lishachnifu, but not lishitam esoretz. So this is what the Gemara says, that dainly ofres hayadi. In other words, lishitam esoretz only applies to an Oretz Eretz Yisrael Eretz Na'an that is real in Kim Shchine. But if a Yardin that is not real in Kim Shchine, he doesn't have the capacity to inspire the Jews towards Rachmones and peace of mind and stability, so then the love of Lishitamu Es Oretz doesn't apply to Vayad, only to us. But in regard to the main question, how could the Rosh say that Ule had two motives? One is to save his life, and one was to reduce the unbearable pain to a minimum. So there are two kashas. Save his life, Yorgul Yaver. The answer is, it's not Yorgul Yaver, because by saying Frale Bishashtite, he did not cause any additional Ritzich, because the Ritzich would have done that anyway. It only involved in Yisrael of Lishachnifu in regard to Shvichas Domi. And it wasn't some melee, it wasn't a grand ritzich, because it would have taken place anyway. So it's like applauding the electrocutioner when he presses the switch so as to electrocute the convict. So he'll not behave on Lisir, so he'll only behave on the lovely Sachnif. So that's why Ule was upset about the love of Lishachnifu, not about the love of Ritzich. Not about the love of Ritzich. All right.
What?
And in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban in his Pirush says.
The Ramban.
Chanichah applies to all Yisroel of the Torah, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in
Chutzlah. That's right.
The Rabbeinu
Yonah agrees to them? There is no evidence that Ramban is chilek on the Ramban. The Ramban only elaborates the different categories of Chanichah. So the highest category, the most serious form of care of Chanichah is active Chanichah. Then there is also an Nisa of Sheval Taisa Chanichah. In other words, if somebody is in a position of leadership, he is a Rov, he is a Rosh Hashiva, he is a Rebbe, he is a principal of his school, or he's the president of a shul, he's the president of an organization, whether it's Mizrahi or Agude or Shas or whatever, and he sees something that's terrible that he's done, like the terrible things that are perpetrated by the Rabin government, and he doesn't protest, so then he's evil isachnifu b'sheval taisa. But the Gemara says, "Muter lehachnif l'reshoyim be'lamaseh." So Rav Yehuda explains that what does it mean? It doesn't apply chas v'sholem to chnife b'kum vaseh, active chachnife. It applies only to passive chachnife, to passive chachnife. B'sheval tais. So if a person is not a leader, he's not a Rav, not a Rosh Yeshiva, he's not a Mechanech, he's not a president of an organization, and not members of the board, so in certain situations where they know that it will not be effective, they're allowed, you know, to keep quiet. But if somebody is a Talmid Chochem, and if he keeps quiet, the people will think that he's not in dignity, acquiesces in that avere. Midishamale rabbonon, v'loy ombru, shmamno nichale. So then, Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Ramor in Ilches, Yom Kippurim mentions that, he has to protest once, and that's all. Only if somebody is in the position of leadership. But an ordinary Jew does not. The people don't look up to him. So he doesn't even have to make one machoy. But if he's in the position of leadership, then he has to make one machoy, and that's all. Now, Omar Rabbi Baravune, call a case after Shino in Yeshua Kinegde, Shenema Rosho Kigiva Pei Bal Yidresh, Einel Kim Kolm's Razor, Rabbiam Yimidif Doma Mishakir Talmude, Umesif Tipshes, Shenema Kikas, Bechik Silin Yogo, Uxiv Uxil Yifres, Kas. Yifres Yivelis. Now that's not onshin. That's b'derech hateva. In other words, kas is conducive to lack of concentration and lack of understanding and lack of depth. It's b'derech hateva. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar b'yedu ashav neisav merum mishri yisav shenemar ubal chemo roif pesha omar avada v'chanine ilmol uchot Yisrael lo nitlem al chamishe chumshiteiro v'sefer Yeshua bilvat she'er kosher at Yisrael. In other words, all the Al-Nevim whose main purpose was to reprimand and straighten out Klal Yisrael, so if Jews didn't sin, it wouldn't have been necessary for the Nevi'im
to say the Divrei Tzohar. If Jews hadn't sinned in the days of Yeshayahu, would Yeshayahu have had to say Chazen Yeshayahu? It's not necessary. But Sefer Yehoshua wouldn't have mentioned. It doesn't mean that Melachim wouldn't have been written altogether, but only certain historical data would have been mentioned, but not the same Sefer Melachim. And the reason as to why all the Nevi'im were written because of the Chatorim of Klal Yisrael. Mashenki Sefer Yehoshua, so that mentions all the Gvurim of Eretz Yisrael, so that would have been written completely, even if the Jews had nothing. Maybe certain Prokim would not have been mentioned because the Jews wouldn't have seen. Omar Vase, a Niskokim Lake Israel, Hutz Mikinimishti, Nanesli, Shegomvoes Kisi Vishikzazni, Veneda Shali Gomvo Vishaloikis. So Ravase says that Anishwo, Nalesidaran. Omar Vase in his the first line, Daran. In his cooking, look, he is royal. Ho yisi sovolema, the afal gab da sikinli kamon, the bishama ubisilel, plige, im yeshaile bishwe aloi, the time long to be silel, dama yeshala, yeshaile, da fres, in idorim there is a braise that mentions in Machlekes between Bishama and Bishilel as to whether a Bezdin is matter or Shvui. Not a Bezdin is matter. Shvui, whether Bezdin is matter or not, is allowed to be matter. The Chatrile Machlekes between Bishama and Bishilel. Bishama say no. The Chatrile no. And Bishilel say yes. But Rishenim point out the Ran, the Rosh, Teisves, that the Eved even Bishama is made it, that if Bezdin was Matar HaShvui on the basis of Harot or Pesach, so it's effective. So the Ran says, the time won't be sealed, Amar Yeshayle, Rav Asher Omar Horek Omar, Neid Yeshayle, Niul Chathile in Iskok. Elo became Mishti, Nenes, Mishum Shlim Beise. Vein Neachli, the Bishamai. The Bishamai Vadim Rabbonim Baalme Kamre. Dol Yachl Vore. So there is a Shite that the seal is made as Chathile is in Iskok. So the Ran is chilek on the shita. He says the Eved in Bisham will be made this effective. So when the Bishamai say in his koski in l'chatchile, so that means that the seal say that even l'chatchile is this koski. The Bishamai vabim rabonon ba'ome kamre tol yachol dvorei diminei dashinon avar achirim meichon lei הישוב השבוע אינם בקוי, ובסיל למרי דאפל מדרבון, ואם כן קום לרב איסקי ושמי, זה סימפסו, אלו רב אסל לסלי, הוא הקימתי, גליקמו, דבי שמי, בישי לפליגי, אינם מספילי, דבי שמי, אישי למדרבון, דאפילו יתרו אין מותה. So we have to say that those who shame him will say the Bisil is made lechatchila in Sosa, the Mimi Rabbonon, and according to Bishama, even with the Rabbonon, so even the Eved is not affected.
in a mesfili bishama in shalem rabon da filo yitru en muta u bisilol yishale vimitru muta mil chathile niskokin se zenial niskokin zenial chutz mekene mishtin anes lishi konfos sisi vishi iksoz ni vinida shali ko vinida shali gombo kach yagir sebreva nisroes vike mandoma di toy usi. Di neid ashli kosei vishli gomvo. Why do we have to be niskak to et achochem? It's in a toys. Eiche kom achutz mekene mishti vo nidrish gogis va sikne liil de nitzor shayl lechoch va mrin li kamon kishem shenikrish gogis mutorin kach shvuish gogis mutoris. Avo arash bozol kosav die Efscher die Gasley, wie Chit nahm Chasnissen der Gaben in zur Scheile, heine Behemeer, schimlun neikein lohium adiro. Aber bei meinem Mitvorov, wie immer einfach bechein bedeite, hoja schlitten am Menu zur Scheile, wie auch bei meinem Mitmeier, so der Rasbos ist, dat einoch Name. This Gemore is not in conflict with the Gemore of Nidrish Gogis, which applies to Shvuish Gogis, because Nidrish Gogis is like Nidrish Eres. So in other words, when the Meicher and Lekeach take Nidorim, and the Meicher says, I accept if you give me less than five sloim, and Lekeach says, I aser if I give you more than two sloim. So then the Gemara says that they all agree the Mech and Lekeach on three sloim. So the Ram points out there that that's only be mamid in dvar, that by einu mamid in the frame, but if they say no, our mind was not to sell it to sell it for less than five sloim, so then it is in error, and it is in error. So in such a case, it is cocky, but without the chochem, it's not broken. That's what the Rashi says. Avaraj was all cause of the Efshad the Gassinle. Vichit namast is in the Chai Gabni, so Shaila Hanem Lebein Ershim, Shim Loim Tneike in Loim Adiro. Avo Gemay Midvo Ovoma, Avo Vichem Bidai Tehoyo, Shalitean Memenu, so Shaila, Vioche Bimay Midmare, Ovi Perushinir Leide Chikoma, Chutz Mekene Mishti, Mashma Mishum Dike Tate Koma, Shlim Beisei, they have a Nidrish Gogis. But since it's Maimit, it's not Mamish Nidrish Gogis, but it's Deimel Nidrish Gogis. Avol hu zaloi meir, afil nimco she gomvo, nishal, umatir lei mishum shlim beise. So mit Rabono mishum shlim beise, so we have to be matrim. Vichino kat nimco shle gomvo, lishn mas nisen, no kat. Vilav davke, veine neach. Nah. Now the Gemara continues. Hayi de asoy li kamer Ravas, omalei b'mayna da'at, b'rekei Yisrael, omalei inu da'at b'mui shiu kine ba'alme mizdakin loch. If you are taken the shvuye without Shem, then I will matter you. But since you took the shvuy of the Shem, I am not mad to you. Hashtel nidal te bimuyel beke Yisroel loy mizdakin loch. In dal bimuyel loy mizdakin loch. Dimuye kinun di shvuy. It's also Shem, but only like Chacham Chanum. The Isim will come, or Sphir Lil Ravase, Gilchat Chilin is cooking the Shui. Afkani, Clebravie, say, Omare, Litimamide, Omare, lay, more cooler. Das der Rebbeinischler, leit ein Malay, omalay loy more, kule leite, omalay loy more kule, leite mamide, omalay loy more kule, so wie es nicht war, leit ein Malay, amalay, so ihn ich lef kanne domal loy more kule, el rabiesi famai omal loy more kule. Now, Beat me up, the key is from the king law, beat me up. We can the girls in no doubt be moody, be moody, is the king law. Claim at this field, Lishwe, great in his cocking. I will keep him, she is Grashem, Homotwee in his cocking. Ravise for my own more cool. That was all the title, Ravise, Ishba leader of Canal Lech, Horekoma, Loimore cool, beat me up. Loita in name. Dein ist Gott. Oma Rob, Oma Rab Nachmen, Hilchese Peschen Bechaot, wenn es Gott in Lecke ist Feuer. Oma Rob, Oma Rab Nachmen, Hilchese Peschen Bechaot, wenn es Gott in Lecke ist Feuer. Peusch, Peschen Bechaot, bin bin er, bin mich frei. Wenn es Gott in Name, Lechatril, Lecke ist Feuer. Vielleichne, Nokatrefs, Biodei, whether he holds his vater at the time of the Shvui, the way it's usual when the Shvui is imposed by Besden, or the Noket Chepse, for a few of the Noket Chepse is Nishkok, to the Choma Noket Chepse in the Shvui is the Yon, La Yumale, Avalik HaShvui, B'Shem U'Bechinu. In other words, the Indian of Noket Chepse is only to frighten the made a mix as the shamer or the one is taking his shwesidah. But as far as the Enish for being Nishba Hashem is concerned, there is no difference between the Enish of Shvuye with the Kinu and the Enish of Shvuye with Shem and Nokit Chet. Hilchese Oma Deinis Oma Rove Oma Rav Nachman Hilchese Peisrim Becharote Vniskokun Reyesroel Peirush Peisrim Becharote Bein Benel Abein Bishwe Vnizdokin Amre Chatril Leke Yisroel Vleish Nokat Chepse Biyodei Olu Nokat Chepse Vafil Kinokat Chepse Niskokin לחומר נגד חפצלין שווי סטיונים להיום עלי עבורי כשווי בשם ובכינו ואף על גב דור אף על גב דור מרגוין מן דשתה בספרתיר בסרס הדיברס אין לאפור אלומיס לסלי מוסקלור מנדין מנדין דגמור עד אפילו לשווי סניסקוק ופסחים בחרות ואין צורכים לו עם דורים, אבל רבני גויין זל החמר בדורים של לפתי הבחרות. ויום הדנן השתה יהיה אבינון, קורב לדרה ועשה אבינון. דום ארין חוכמת יר לכן אבון לדורים, כלים לה בפסח, אבל בי בחרות אלי, והחמרי רבי גויין בשבועז ויום הדנסטקינון, בכלל, אלא היו, אלא כס מסרם ימילסה, דיזבית הקנטו עם מצווה, כנשיה שולם נשלי אשתה, הוגן שלמה לציבורי דקנישתה, וחלי ליל מדעקינון, מילדי מיכרן, וברירין, קורל ורבס, אבו פסח, תהיד ראש לי כמה דרב, וחוד רב שימן, ברבר, חבישמול ברייסי, עוד בסלאביי, הייסל קומנט רבי וחיי ציבור לאבינון, אבל הרענוסי על ברגלתונה, כוסר בשם על ידוי גוין, שייך מרעית, מן דורים, צוי עוזי מור מחמיר, ואיש ואיש ומשווס, שלא להתראי שמה אפילו לפסח, אלה והמצווה, שמתיר נעשי בפסח ולחרות, וחוסף העידי דווקא בפרס חוך מחמירו, אבל בפרס בעל דת אביבדי, לא יחמירו, דיבר מיפה בין שומי, במנבר בין שבוי עד כאן, דברי הנוסי זל. אורי. משתבח לרוב אל רב נחמן, ברב שחיר עד אדם גודל, אמר לי, כשיובי להיות אורך, הווהיהו להיות. הווהי נדרה למשעוס לי, קם לרב נחמן. אמר לי, נודעת עדיי תדאוכה, אמר לי, עדיי תדאוכה. אין, אמר לי, עדיי תדאוכה. So he said, if you knew this, would you have taken? He said, yes. If you knew that, would you have taken? He said, yes. איקפית, רב נחמן. אמר, זל לי כלוך. נופר כף שחירה הוא פוסח פסחי נפי רבסו דן הימסלף סוטה ופסח that if he had if it had been mentioned at the outset when he took the nether he would have not taken nether רבי אימר יזדה כשירו שיובל לאודם כושית פרס לי סלווי טלפן לאודם ואשתה דהיק פטרב נחמן עדייתרה דהוך עלי נדרה וישבי אלי נפשי. הייד לי פוסחולי בחרותי, אף אופי דרב נחמן גופי. פוסחקי וחסידי בחרותי, לפשר רב נחמן לא ימקר בדרב שחירה, תלוס לי כמון אלי כשאים שלי פסח, שאו ימח מר עצמי, של ניתה בחרות, ויש מפורשים שאיסי נדרו יקין במצווה, כי שנודע ליסני זמן ידוע ויסני מקצס איסו זמן דילו היו מסחרי איטליק הנדע יהיה ביצחת אני איסו שיסני אם הוא יותר על רשיינס לפי רחוי המסחר ב... המסתרן רבונן משימש לטולה ומטולה לשימש now the רבונן was a very hot day so they were very disturbed by the heat it was so hot that they had to move from the sun to the shade from the shade to the sun אמלי ביטניס, ברידה בשול, בן ביטניס, מי נדעת את הייתן מסער רבונון, מטולה לשימשי משימשי לטולה? אמלי, ושאלו רבי שמואל, ושאלו רבי שמואל, ושאלו, רבי שמואל ברבי איסי, הוולי נידר למישר, אוסלי קמד רבונון, אמלי נדעת עדיי דהוך אמלי, נדעת עדיי דהוך אמלי, כמה זים קיבן דחיזוי האופצר, דלונג'מן, דמסטאי רבונון, מחתי ביוך לדיקץ. כליש המסימן בי הקייפס מגדה. So, when he saw that, אומה, שבישה לנפשי, because had he known that the laundryman would become so violent that with the kale in which he washed his clothes, he'll throw So then he wouldn't have taken a neder. Omer Rabachem dif Rabin ein Iledu. Klimosi kadaiti, di mochle kitzre. Vitinyone im Peslam in Eilat. The Gemara says further in the door, and the Mishnah says, in Pesach in Eilat. In other words, a Pesach has to be a Pesach that could be anticipated, but he just didn't think of it. But a Pesach is something that happens very, very rarely. I mean, such a terrible thing that a laundryman hits people with the laundry clay, so that is never anticipated by anybody. So that's neilad, and it cannot be used as a Pesach. Omer Avachem Idiftel Rabbinai Niledu Kilmosik Adaiti Mocholi Kitzre Bidinyonim Peslam Neilad Omele Halanedel De Doshriche Apikorse Dimsar Rabon Apikorsim. Apikorsim doesn't mean Kifrim Bidinyon, but Chutzvenikis who are Mevazet Talmud Chachomim, who have no respect for Talmud Chachomim, who dislike Talmud Chachomim. So that's every day it happens that an apikeres who is nivazet Talmud Chachomim becomes violent physically against Talmud Chachomim. So it is something that could have been anticipated. The bised abaye havlei brati omalik hu amar. So the wife of Abaye had a daughter. So Abaye said, Likriboi, he wanted to match him off with her relative. His relative, he wanted to match him off with his relative. He amor Likriboi, Omar lo. So Abaye said to his wife, Titzara anos yaloch, Yavatan de toye. And then you try.